It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Thursday, March 22, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's the 81st day of the year, 284 days remain. Moon, young and waxing, first quarter, arrives on Sunday. Today is World Water Day. And it's the International Day of the Seal. In the U.S., it's also Roller Coaster Day.
Somebody throws a fish on the ice. Well, that is one for the book. From here, it looks like a herring. It's a herring, all right. Wears, gets the fish, takes it over to the press box.
Canadian broadcaster Foster Hewitt calling a hockey game in 1942. By that point, he had been calling games for more than 19 years. All that time, no fish on the ice. He's on the almanac today because it was his voice that was the first ever heard on radio broadcasting a hockey game. Today, 1923, one of the days mentioned for that historic broadcast.
Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex.
That's the text of the Equal Rights Amendment, which was passed by the U.S. Senate today in 1972 and thus sent to the states. It will never become law, as only 35 of the required 38 states will ratify it. There remains a force which collectively believes the 1980s deadlines for ratification are not valid, and that any three states at any time could vote to ratify it and thus automatically make it the law of the land.
The English language, it is all about subliminal domination. I mean, take the word semester, okay? This is a perfect example of this school's discriminatory preference of semen to ovaries. That's why I'm petitioning to have next term be referred to as the winter ovester.
A lot of what we're doing today is getting an organization of women together that crosses socioeconomic lines and ethnic lines is sort of in line with what they were doing in the 60s with Wednesdays in Mississippi, of women coming from the north to the south to talk about issues and to really see what was going on.
Reese Witherspoon, referring to a post-Katrina effort to help women and children in the Gulf region. Reese was born on this date in 1976 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Other birthdays coming up shortly. Among the day's big events for which audio is scarce, the first display, a private one of a projected motion picture, occurred today in 1895. It was an Auguste and Louis Lumiere production. Big pioneers, they. The first color photograph was published on this date in 1904. It was in the London Daily Illustrated Mirror.
It's significant that their first major flop, the Tragical History Tour, immediately followed the loss of Leggett. It was not the strongest idea for a Ruttles film. Four Oxford history professors on a hitchhiking tour of tea shops in the Rutland area, and it was slammed mercilessly by the press.
All you need is cash or simply the Ruttles. The made-for-TV mockumentary first aired on this date in 1978 on NBC. Eric Idle and Lorne Michaels teamed up to create it. And Spinal Tap is still years away at this point. Moving to 1980, this is the day that saw a certain Pink Floyd single hit number one in the U.S.
Hey!
William Shatner, born on this date in 1931 in Montreal. Other birthdays today, Reese Witherspoon having been mentioned, Carl Malden, 1913 in Chicago, Stephen Sondheim, 1930 in New York City, and Pat Robertson, also 1930, in Lexington, Virginia.
You better take your blood pressure medicine before you read it, but it's the professors, the 101 most dangerous academics in America, and that's just a short list of the 30,000-40,000 of them. They're like termites that have worked into the woodwork of our academic society, and it's just it's appalling.
Take this man to the cooler.
And no kidding, Werner Klemperer, born this day in 1922 in Cologne, Germany. Finally, for this 22nd day of March, golf's very first invitation tournament in Augusta, Georgia, began on this date in 1934. The Augusta course's co-designer, Bobby Jones, had retired in 1930, so he didn't play. But the last man who beat him is the one who would win the first tournament, Horton Smith. Smith will post a 4-under 284, beat Craig Wood by a stroke, and take home $1,500. Wood will get $800. It'll be 5 years before the Augusta National Tournament is known as the Masters. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. There are show resources online for this episode, more media files of Canadian broadcaster Foster Hewitt, more about the history of the Masters, and an email link for your comments about the show, all at provoicetracks.com/almanac.
This is